The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys?
Yeah! Go Cowboys!
Blowing out of the backfield, exploding down the sideline.
This is Hanging with the Boys, presented by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. Now, your hosts, Nate Newton, Kurt Daniels, Jesse Holly, and Shannon Gross.
Wednesday hump day. Welcome to the show. You're looking live at Tostitos Championship Plaza outside Ford Center at the Star of Frisco, Texas, where they still have gifts on the field. Mm-hmm. Wonder is the tree still up?
Looks correct.
The tree is still up. Where it is a brisk and cool 51 degrees. The high today is 54. The low tonight is 39.
He's Shannon. He's Nate. I'm Zaddy Kurt.
Yeah, I love it.
Got Chris in the back. Our man Jesse is out today. He's taking care of business, he said.
Business.
Trailer together, park run. Together, we are hanging with the boys. Sports stock equivalent of Braille. People feel us when we speak.
Yes, sir. We're going straight. Go on. You got more to do.
Yeah. We're brought to you each and every day by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
When Kurt, you put something in here about when Cooks catch for how many yards?
20.
20 or more yards, we win the game. We 10-0. Am I correct?
20 or more? Just get him the ball the first three plays of the game. It was
less,
good.
Less than 20, they're 0-5.
Shut it down. Let's go home. We got a treat for you guys today. We normally don't do this on Wednesday, but by special request of Nate Newton, we are going to the phones all show. 888-855-2297.
Do it again.
888-855-2297.
You ready, Chris?
Chris will answer the phone, and he will let me know when someone's on the phone, and we will go to the phone.
We're going to work y'all today because Jesse got
time to talk.
Yeah. Hey, where you at, Chris?
So, hey, while Chris gets the phones lined up, question for you guys. We were talking about this off air.
Here we go. Ready.
weird things happen in Washington, right?
Yes.
Washington and Arizona, it seems like something weird always happens. Your kicker breaks his foot. There's a deep snapper that has never been called for a penalty after 14 years gets called for moving the ball. Weird things happen in Washington and Arizona. So,
and not Detroit.
Yeah. They still talk about that play, by the way. Question for you guys. I think Jesse feels worse, obviously, we know, after this week. I feel about the same. Kurt, I think you feel about the same.
Yeah.
Nate, you probably feel about the same.
No.
You feel better?
We have been dying for a win of this nature.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't it all happen? Why can't we get it, everybody complains?
Yeah.
Bro, I told my wife, I walked in the house, I was so happy she was asleep. Because she was gonna pull a Shannon. Well, I feel sleep. Deep sleep. Thank you.
You know what's funny to me is seeing all the social media comments and people are like, well, the Cowboys got bailed out again. I'm like, when do we ever get bailed out?
Yeah.
We get bailed on. Like, you know, I'm not blaming the refs. I never will. You know, but like, I feel like those calls go against us 75% of the time. So
we had the same situation with the not reporting guy in Philadelphia on the 10-yard line with like 20 seconds left.
Yes. Odaga.
Yeah.
Odoga, whatever his name.
And then, you know, we didn't even talk about the ghost tripping call where if that would have been called right, you take like 40 more seconds off the call. Anyway.
And 15 more yards.
That's in the past.
Hendershot's feet are still on the ground.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. I mean, you even got Aaron Rodgers talking about that play, about the tripping play, right?
Yeah.
So I think Aaron Rodgers is secretly a Cowboys fan. He's been given Dak props.
I think he's a McCarthy fan, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Which in turn makes him a Cowboys fan.
Any calls?
Wait, hang on. I got to get a question. Hang on.
Good. You've been asking a question. You've asked three.
No, I haven't. I've been giving my opinion. Jesse's not here. Let me talk.
That's a mixed drink. So what you got? What type of wine?
It does look like wine.
Yeah.
It?
Feeling good.
He usually drinks alcohol during the show.
Well, how did the dentist deal go?
Yeah,
how did
we got people wanting to know about the dentist
deal.
I have to go back tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. I got to go back a couple of times, get some work done. But I mean, I'm good. You're not got to pull my tooth out.
More,
I was worried about that.
You're going
to
miss the show.
I will not miss the show.
Right, you're going to be high? You're going to get high?
No, because I'm going early enough that I asked specifically, will this be worn off by the time I go to the show? And she was like, you better come in at 8 instead of 9:30. Yeah. So I'm going 8:30.
Do you need Nate to take you?
No.
Disney driver?
No, I'm good. No, they're not knocking me out. They're just giving me shots. I'm good. So, so now I got to get the doctor scheduled next. That's next on the thing.
Baby steps here.
Baby steps, well. That's right. All right, so question for you. If they go up there and it's a clean game,
yes, sir.
No turnovers.
Yes, sir.
Two or three penalties.
Yes, sir.
No dumb mistakes.
Yes, sir. You're right.
Their stock is going up, right?
Yeah. Oh, it's already up with me. It's already up with me. Yeah.
What if they go up there and they have just a bad game? They still win, but it's just sloppy. They turn the ball over two or three times.
And they win?
10 penalties.
My stock's still up.
And they win.
My stock's still up. I'm feeling good. I'm
you feeling, but Nate's feeling good. Are you feeling good, or are you just like, God, they got to get it together?
Well, I would probably be still like, hey, come on, guys. It's playoffs now. We can't be fumbling around and doing whatever.
Because the playoffs for them started, this past week?
Yeah. Who was that?
The Cowboys.
Oh, the playoffs.
This is playoff
when they lost. No, like, when they lost to Philly. When they lost to Philly, that's when it started.
What was that, week 5?
Wasn't that
about week 8?
Like 7?
Yeah, about week 8. That's when it started. Now, whether they played up to par, that's when it started. And it was reinforced last week with this win. And then by them continuing to win, then Philly did what they did. They went to bed. Mm. So all of a sudden, now you sitting right away. Just think, fellas. Y'all laughed at me 8 weeks ago when I said, just keep winning. Let it work itself out. Just keep winning. This is where we want it to be. Thank you, Dan Campbell, for being the smartest man in the room. I would thank you 1,000 times. He was the smartest man in the room. He confused everybody. Even the commissioner's office is trying to figure this out. Chris, send these guys the thing that you sent Mickey. Only a former, an ex, or whatever Dallas Cowboy can do this and turn the world on his head. Dan Campbell, thank you.
You know what? Even if they would have scored right there, you still had 20 something seconds to.
I'm not
riding on that.
I'm good.
No, I'm not riding on that. Our offensive line was not playing well, fellas.
Mm-hmm. All right, well.
Yes.
We still had a chance. Kurt, did you have a question before we go to the phones? You were saying something?
I've got a Twitter question we can hit whenever you want.
Right now.
Ready.
Okay, this is for actually for Nate.
Yes.
This is from Preston and his son Camden.
Mm.
They're from South Lafayette, Louisiana.
Wow.
Oh, he sent a photo in before. His son's a big old kid.
Oh, the big kid. Yeah.
Yeah, so they have a lineman question with Lyle Collins seemingly on the doorstep of being signed here.
Mm-hmm.
Do they their question is, do they
– how much depth does he provide?
Well, yeah. But in that situation, would they go to, like, Zach Martin and say, hey, what do you think? Or Dak, what do you think?
No, no, they made that decision. No, they don't. They may go to a quarterback and say, hey, you like this receiver? We're trying to, you know, we like this guy, da-da-da. Dak may see a guy and say, hey, you know, and they'll take a look out of courtesy. But when coaches – history has shown when coaches start – our scouts start really worrying about what a player think, and it's your job to get the best player in here, you already know what Dak like. You already know what it looks like. Go get it. Hey, man, we better hold on. Nah, you go do what you know is right. You have the experience. You have the ability. No, we don't. If they got to ask, now they may ask Mike Solari what he thinks and can he fit into his scheme and what he likes about him. But everybody else, man, just get in line. Yeah, you don't worry about what no player think.
I thought maybe they would, because they already know him and he's been in the room.
We still playing dead money on this dude. We're going to get some of this dead money.
Get it back.
Yeah, we're going to get some of it.
We already paid you.
Come on, man.
I guess, but I just thought maybe they could you know, the kid, you know, Lyle filled in. Yeah, he'd do good. Or no, you know, we had enough of him. We don't need to bring that back in. But maybe not.
Bro, no. You're at a point in the season now where you're just trying to get bodies just in case a tragic thing happened. That means the starter got to go down and the backup got to go down before this guy even get consideration.
And I think yesterday you were talking about depth for what? I think when fans talk about depth, that's what they're talking about, a body just in case something like you said, tragic
happens. Fans get so caught up in he was once here. He was once a very, very quality.
So he's going to work his way back in the line?
Yeah. You know, I believe that you should explain. I think we as reporters, our professionals, whatever we are here, talking heads, that you should go into a little bit more depth, because if you want to give a guy a positive spin, that is okay. But at least let the fans know it's going to take two or three bodies before we get to this one.
Yeah.
You know, so Lyle, now if you tell me Lyle been out working out hard, he's involved yoga into his workouts and stuff like that, because he has no hips. The reason he left here because he had no hips and his knees were not bending and flexible. You got to look at how he left here. He left here with money on the books. How often do we as Cowboy ownership say, hey, man, we know we owe you $10 million.
Bye.
Never. Come on, man. Never. No, we don't do that. Mm-mm. We don't. We hold on to our draft picks. No, they let this cat go now. Come on now.
All right, let's take our first break. When we come back, all phones, the rest of the show. Hopefully, I say that all the time. Maybe we'll get to two or three calls. We'll see.
No, we're going to let them go, man.
All right, let them go when we come back. Raw Dog on Hanging with the Boys.
Hey, here we go.
Fall is here, and that means football is back, bringing all the delicious game day foods with it. As you prep for all the big games, tailgates, and watch parties, let Yo Quiero be your one-stop destination for all things home gating. Yo Quiero's fresh, flavorful, ready-to-serve guacamole, made with real Hass avocados, will score taste bud touchdowns as you cheer on the Cowboys. Yo Quiero's wide range of mouth-watering and versatile products can be found in your local grocery store's produce or deli section. Grab some today.
Star Sports Tours is the only official fan travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys, offering exclusive game weekend travel packages with pregame sideline access and photo ops with current players, cheerleaders, and Cowboy legends. You want to stay at a team hotel, attend the best tailgate party in Texas, tour the Star, and talk X's and O's with me, Everson Walls? With Star Sports Tours, you can. Visit CowboysTravel.com. to book your travel package today.
SeatGeek has your back no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't really care fan, a we got them next time fan or we'll never win again fan, a here for the tailgate fan or a first one through the gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier too. So whether you're a here every week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
How's Wingstop sound? Crispy, juicy, classic wings. Made to order, cooked to perfection. And sauced and tossed in those 11 soul-satisfying flavors. Paired with hand-cut seasoned fries, house-made honey mustard, blue cheese, or signature Wingstop ranch. And, of course, spicy Cajun fried corn. I think you've heard enough. Get your flavor delivered at Wingstop.com.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
Welcome back to the second segment of Hanging with the Boys, brought to you each and every day by Blockchain.com. Thank you, Blockchain.com. And now, what everyone's been waiting for. Phone calls on Wednesday. Chris, who do we have on the line?
We got Antonio in South Carolina.
Antonio, what's up?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great. How are you?
I'm good. First of all, I just want to say to all the fair weather Cowboy fans, this is why you never give up on the season.
Get them. Get them, Antonio. Get them.
Because, see, it seems like only me and Nate and Mike Irvin the only one hanging in there.
That's it, my brother. That's it.
But I got a question. Because everybody, you know, they just start talking about the Dalvin Cook situation. They want to bring him in. All the fans going to want to bring him in. I just want to know what y'all think about it.
You know, that's a great question, Antonio, because we were talking about that off the air during the break. And Nate had some great insight. Nate, what do you think?
I think our offensive line has to get better. I really do. The last two or three weeks, we've been telling how great our offensive line been playing. And, boy, you better go look at all 22. My hat's off to Dak. My hat's off to Tony, all the running backs, because – when it is holes, they take advantage of it. But when it's not, I mean, last week, if you look at the Detroit game, Detroit, like, no, we don't care who you got up there. Even before the best lineman got hurt, our second best lineman got hurt, they wasn't doing nothing. Detroit did not let us run. And we needed what CD and Cooks and Fergie and all these guys brought to the game. Our offensive line has to get better, fellas.
You talked before about they are a good zone blocking group, is that right?
For Tony, if we want to get Tony going, because they want to let nothing go up the middle. Yeah. And to get outside, you know, you just want them zone runs where it's one cut, let Tony just make that one cut, whether it's back to the inside or whether it's out to the outside, let Tony make that one cut. I mean,
have they been doing that?
Nah. They've been trying to get Tony up that middle and it ain't happening.
Nah, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah,
I don't know why they're not doing that.
You know, I hope it get better.
Well, let me ask you. Well, maybe this is for tomorrow. So you got two of the best guards in the game in Zach Martin, and Tyler Smith.
Yes.
So why are they having so much trouble running up the middle?
Because you got to have a center. You know, it's like an Oreo. Mm-hmm. And then you got the middle, and if it's kind of soft, it's going
to
be good.
So those two guys aren't enough to.
No, they're not. Now, he is above average, the center. But you got to have a good center. You can't never have an average center. You can have an average guard, an average right tackle, never an average left tackle, never an average left guard, and you definitely can't have an average center. If you had a good to great center, now they can help two average guards, especially on average right guard. But you can't – when your center is right on that line, it can be hard.
How long has it been since they haven't had a good to great center?
Remember the guy that retired?
Yeah, Frederick.
He was great. Right?
He was,
but who was before? I don't even – Gerard was before
Gerard
him, right?
Gerard was for him.
And he was above average.
Yes.
Way before.
Yes.
So – we've had
some real centers,
for
man.
A good
yeah.
15 year run or so, right? Yeah. We haven't had to have that discussion on this show.
And I'm saying this right here. Please. I know he's gonna make sure we have someone to replace him. Even though I'm not giving glowing remarks, if we let this kid get away and we don't replace him with somebody better, not the same. Not the same, but if somebody better, we gonna plummet, bro. We gonna plummet.
To be honest, just not big enough for the run game. Or?
Just not big enough. I mean, he's mean. He's tough. He's active, but sometimes you know, it's just like a kid, Shannon. I mean, he can be pesky. He can trip you up every now and then. You got to watch where you're stepping because he's there. But if you want to blow through, son, you're going to blow through it. Like, you know, get out of the way. You know what I'm saying? It's a pesky little kid, man.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Chris, who's up?
We have Dennis in Rockport, Texas.
Dennis, Rockport. That's south, right?
Yes, sir.
Coast.
Yeah, how's it going, Dennis?
It's going great. My house is about a mile from the water, from the beach.
Nice.
I call it paradise.
I'm jealous, yes. Man. I'm jealous.
Hmm. And no worries. Hey, real quick, I have a two-part question. We have a big fan base for Cowboy Nation. We know a lot about football, the ups and downs. As you talked about, I've been a fan since 76, so I know the ups and downs. But I have a question regarding the offensive play calling. That's the elephant in the room. Do we think, or do you think, one, is it McCarthy's ego? Because he's had some questionable play calling and clock management, in my opinion. Whenever we're long and down in distance, instead of doing something quick to get away from the blitz that is in Dak's face, he's continuously trying to go deep routes, and Dak's getting eaten up. I know we trust the system and have faith in the system, or else we wouldn't call the plays. However, do we think that he's not wanting to concede and say, hey, they're coming up the middle too fast, we need to do a quick slant or a quick pitch? I just, as a fan, it's obvious, you know, that Dak's getting these guys in the face. Yet these guys are doing 10 route posts, 15-yard route posts, and so forth. So as a fan, it gets kind of frustrating, but it's easy to be the couch quarterback. So I just wanted you guys' opinion. You guys are great, and I'll let you guys go.
Hey, well, you talking, and we looking right at Dak getting sacked. Yeah. Lord, Jesus.
Yeah, you know. Cowboys' night, what is that, 13 sacks allowed since week 14?
Yeah.
Tied for seventh most in the NFL.
Dak.
On the NFL Network.
Thank
you, Dennis.
Great question. Along with the offensive line and the running backs and Dak, at different times, each one of them have done great, great, great things. But as we get closer and closer to the playoff, it's been more and more on Dak's back. Dak is going to have to maybe change your play, go into a quicker slant, get a quicker release, or just throw it away as the games get bigger, as the teams get tougher. And because, you know, Coach McCarthy can call what he wants, but Dak's job, and especially in this offense that we run, this way is for him to get them in the best play possible, and, you know. And remember now, down and distance going to determine a lot. If it's third and 10, that 5-yard quick slant may not do it, you know.
So when they're calling them plays, they usually give Dak two, right? To
the
other.
Yes.
Will he ever get up the line and be like, neither one of these is going to work?
And he got a lot of times. And let's coach say stick with it, he can change the play.
He can change it up.
And that's why a lot of times we go up there and he'll look around. That's why they get out of the huddle early. So he can look around and see how these plays fit up or what's his pre-read. The game ain't easy, man. The game is not easy. And we have faced some nice defensive lines that has the ability to either take away that pass with their pass rush, or to definitely, like, I mean, Detroit did not let us run, bro. Detroit did not let us run.
And as far as the McCarthy question about getting too cute and play calling and all that, how many times have we, and it's probably got a lot to do with their winning games, right? So you question less when you win. They've only lost what have they lost, four games this year?
Cowboys?
Yeah.
Five.
Lost five games. Sad.
No, is that right? Now you got me confused.
Yeah, how many? We don't even know the record. Anyway, it's got a lot to do
with
them winning, but it seems like we've questioned, three or four or five games where there's been questionable play calls, as to where in the past it was damn near every week we were, even in a win, why didn't they do this, and why did they do this, and why did they take a time out here? And why did now? Yeah, a lot of, and I would say, when we do question the play calling, a lot of it's been clock management, right? Towards the end of the game, towards the end of the quarter.
That's what jumps out at everybody.
I'm okay with that, because I don't care who your coach is. I think you're always going to question play calling and clock management and things like that, unless you have, you know,
this is
a genius. You know,
this is what. And y'all, people don't hear me do this a lot. You don't hear me second guess a lot. Because what makes me laugh is, when you second guess, you've won 11 games, and all of them has been second guess. I heard one guy say, the Cowboys were lucky to get out of there against Detroit. Dallas won. So whether you think they was lucky, And whether they should have lost that game. I've heard guys come on these podcasts and say, Cowboys should have lost that game. Guess what, fella? They didn't.
They did.
Right.
Yeah. See, the bottom line is, and I just go back over my playing career, where we switched it around and went 11-5 one year, I think it was. And we didn't start the season out right. And everybody was second-guessing us. We played against 5 or 6 backups. Everybody second-guessing us. Well, when you play this, you know what? It's hard to win in this league. And a lot of guys will come on here and say it's hard to win in this league. And I'd be wanting to ask them, do you really believe what you're saying? Do you with all these what-ifs you just gave these folks, do you really believe what you're saying? You know? To line up and to face another man like a Micah Parsons of that skill set, do you really know what you're saying? And I know we got to fill content. That's what we got to do. Mm-hmm. We got 45 minutes to wow you. We get on other people for trying to wow the fans and say stupid stuff. Well, a lot of the times we got to check ourselves. We'll make sure we're not trying to wow the fans.
We don't ever say stupid stuff on this show. Questionable things.
Not football stuff. Other things.
We don't try to get headlines. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
You know, and if you look at it, and this is what makes football so great, right? The beginning of the year, 32 fan bases have the same amount of hope every year, no matter how crappy your team finished the year. And then as you get to about week 3, 4, 5, that hope starts to diminish for about half the, 16 of the teams.
right.
But the thing is, you just got to stick with it because it goes up and down, right? Think about it. Our fan base, two weeks ago, this team's trash. It's the same team. And blah. If you look at, do any of these teams scare you right now? Green Bay, 8-8. Projected to be 8-8. Los Angeles, Tampa, Detroit that you just beat, Philly, none of those teams, none of them scare me.
It's only two teams that should scare you right now. You should respect everybody's name, but two teams that I told my wife last night, I said, only two teams don't worry about. She said, who is that? She said, yeah, I know who it is. San Francisco and the Ravens.
Right.
And you know how far we got to go to play San Francisco and the Ravens?
Just think about it. Looking at it right now, like, I feel really good. Now, Sunday may change my mind, but I feel really good about winning 2 playoff games this year and getting to NFC. Yes, that home thing flipped the script. Mm-hmm. Like, thank you, Philadelphia. Thank you.
Now, Mr. Jones, take your jet and your helicopter and start circling the stadium up there, man, with flags. Y'all are done.
But, I mean, Kurt, do any of those teams scare you?
I'm going to do a fan move. You want me to do a fan
move?
Yes. Hey, y'all, I'm going to give y'all something to they could have started Jacoby Brissett. Or they could start the guy that started now, Howell. Guess who won, y'all? The second pick in the draft won because ownership said, hey, Mr. Rivera, we're going to fire you anyway, but we need to lose this game. We need the second pick in the draft because it is the most valuable spot in the draft to us. We can either ship this off and get us 4 or 5 picks for the future, or we can keep it and restart our program.
So you don't think they're starting Jacoby Brissett to see what they have?
They know what they got in him. He's an old dog. His teeth are longer than mine. Come on, man. It had nothing to do with whether they think they can win or lose. They want to ensure. So they say their second round pick will prevail. All the Cowboys have to do, no stupid penalties, no turnovers, play hard, play smart. You come out of there with a victory, boom. We got the second. We sitting in the second place. We got a home game, which that is where we started at the beginning of this year. Wanting a home game.
Right back where the expectations were.
Thank you.
Finishing the year, even though you went up and down a few times.
Thank you.
If you win this game, you're right where everybody thought we should be.
Thank you, bruh.
No one thought we were winning the NFC
right.
because of San Fran, but you're right underneath them. You know, and Philly's falling apart. You read all the drama about their locker rooms being torn apart.
Oh, man,
and
I'm going to tell you something.
And their star wide receiver can't get along. And
the thing that makes all of this perfect is that star. That star. Mm. It makes it perfect. The people in Philadelphia in an uproar, the 49ers don't care. They don't care. The Ravens don't care. They don't care. This is the second tier guys. Now we're going to see who the bullies is. Is Philly really a bully? Is they really can run the ball like you think they can? Don't look as shiny no more. You know, Detroit, how smart are you? Huh? Big old bully, you dummy. Your coach a dummy. Come on, man. I'm just telling y'all, I'm a Cowboy fan. Mm. I ain't talking from an analogy. I'm talking about how I feel as a fan. You are getting some of the heat that we get, and we don't even ask for it. The Cowboy heat is – Coach Johnson, I love you. I want to thank the millions of fans who love the Cowboys. So and I want to thank the millions of fans that despise the boys. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Come on, man. Want to go back to the phones after this break?
Yeah, let's take our last break. I will tell you this, though.
What's that?
There will be a lower seed that'll beat a higher seed.
That ain't our problem. That ain't our problem to next week. That ain't our problem to next week to worry about.
Just
that.
In the words of
see that Cowboy fan, but you see that Cowboy fan came out of him, Kurt. Did you see that Cowboy fan come out of him?
A very wise Nate Newton. Just win the game. Just win. Half a point, a tenth of a point. Just win
the game.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. More phone calls. 888-855-2297 on Hanging with the Boys.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
And they snap it to Prescott, who looks right. It's not there. He escapes left. He'll run for a first down.
Just like football, when it comes to crypto, it's important to have a team you can trust. With Blockchain.com, I know I'm in good hands. Since 2011, they've been trusted by millions around the world to buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency.
Prescott's going to run this himself. Run it up the middle, and he scores.
Whether you're new to crypto or an active trader, they've got you covered. What are you waiting for? Get started at blockchain.com.
How's Wingstop sound? Crispy, juicy, classic wings. Made to order, cooked to perfection. And sauced and tossed in those 11 soul-satisfying flavors. Paired with hand-cut seasoned fries, house-made honey mustard, blue cheese, or signature Wingstop ranch. And, of course, spicy Cajun fried corn. I think you've heard enough. Get your flavor delivered at Wingstop.com.
SeatGeek has your back no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't-really-care fan, a we-got-them-next-time fan or we'll-never-win-again fan, a here-for-the-tailgate fan or a first-one-through-the-gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier, too. So whether you're a here-every-week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
James right here, your 2022 Dallas Cowboys fan of the year. You know how much I love my Cowboys, and I am thrilled to be talking to you about the 2023 Fan of the Year award presented by Captain Morgan. We're looking for the ultimate Cowboys fan to spice up the game. That means you eat, sleep, and breathe the Dallas Cowboys. If that's you, or if you know someone like me, then go to dallascowboys.com/fan of the year and you could win tickets to Super Bowl 58 and so much more. Enter today.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
Welcome back to Hanging with the Boys, the final segment brought to you each and every day by Jigsaw, the official dating partner of the Dallas Cowboys. Mm. Chris.
Yes, sir.
Who we got on the phone?
We have Antonio in Indio, California.
Antonio, number two. What's going on, Antonio?
What's going on, man? I love your guys' show. I'm kind of upset, Jesse, and on there, I want to just give him a little praise for his I just watched that documentary about him, and really shout out to him. But I got a quick question for you guys, man.
Out to Kurt, too. Kurt worked on that with Jesse.
My bad. My fault.
I didn't do most of it. I did a little bit.
Yeah.
Leaving Kurt on the porch.
My fault. My fault, man. Yeah, I got a question, man. So our running game, I just want to know, is like, was Zeke really that much of a difference maker on our running game?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Y-E-S. Y-E-S. Yes.
Rely on the running game? Is that it? Yeah.
What Zeke gave us, and I would have put Zeke in a straitjacket and gave his dad an extra $100,000 to keep him in that straitjacket, and we could have signed him for $3 million, just like the Patriots did. Zeke had a certain mental toughness and patience to get those cracks, and it would have helped our offensive line, and it would have left Tony in the role that he was in. Tony is an elite running back. But he needs that banger to be someone else, and Zeke is special, man, for what he was doing. The money was just so great, and I understand where coaches may say we need to move on, but that right there you didn't need to move on from. Zeke did not hurt your locker room, unless the coach come and tell me, Nate, you were wrong. Zeke did hurt our locker room. But he wouldn't have hurt the status of what Tony was. Tony would have been right now probably about 1,200 total yards, or 1,300 total yards, and Zeke would have had his 600 or 700 yards, and we'd have been right. I just believe that in my heart.
What do we
do now? No, I believed it back then.
What do we do now, though?
What we do now is we put Big Lemke. Let's see what Lemke can do. One fumble shouldn't crush this kid's career. I don't believe in stuff like that, man. You drafted this guy, or you brought him on our team, and he's shown you to be a reliable guy. One fumble should not kill this kid. Let's let Lemke see if he can be that guy. Come on now. Our running game hurting without it now, without that bruiser. Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Antonio.
Thank you, brother. Indio. Yes, sir.
Indio. Chris, who we got on the phone? Oh, he's answering the phone.
No. Yeah.
I got Kai in, I think it's Richmond, Virginia. Yes.
Kai, what's up?
What's up, Kai? Cobra Kai.
Hello.
Kai.
Hello. Are you there?
Okay.
He's listening to the show somewhere.
Yeah, the thing.
Thanks for listening, Kai. Thanks for calling.
Do y'all really think Hunter Lemke is paid for this enough? This kid need to be given the ball. He's shown to be a fair blocker. Give him the ball, man. Give him his confidence, man. Let him rock and roll. Right about now, I just believe our running game's struggling.
Yeah, for sure.
And the thing that we did when I played is, and it's even now to this day, it's all right that your running game struggle. But what you don't want to have is like we've been getting guys hit in the backfield. No. I think Coach Mike McCarthy, along with the quarterback coach, they can deal with a one-yard gain. I'd rather be second and nine than second and 12 and second and 11. Yeah. And that's what it's been. At least get that one-yard gain. At least make them linebackers be attentive. And now you can work, Ferguson and the rest of the guys – just right around that area, and that'll keep everybody home. Then all of a sudden, we can get them over the top. You don't have to have the greatest run game. The last two Super Bowl winners have shown you that when they run to the Super Bowl, or they run to the AFC Championship or NFC Championship. You don't have to have that number one run game, but you have to be able to run to keep them linebackers stable. Nobody has great linebackers in our division. Nobody but one team. That's the Boombox Boys. San Francisco got the best linebackers in the game.
Do you change your game plan this week, knowing going into Washington, if you play a clean game? Is your play calling more conservative because you know you're going to win the game if you don't turn the ball over and you don't have
penalties? You just run what you run.
Just play your game, right?
CeeDee Lamb got a 92-yard touchdown bomb because a dude fell. I think that if this dude, CeeDee would have caught the ball and this dude would have tackled him if he wouldn't have failed. Mm-hmm. CeeDee was going to catch that ball. You can see he was just poised to get it. That dude would have tackled him, okay? Mm-hmm. Even though he's very elusive. Most of our plays have been 20, 30-yard plays, the seam play with Ferguson. CD making somebody miss, taking it to the house. Mm-hmm. That's the type of offense we run, is that West Coast deal where guys got to make plays. They have been making plays. We ain't had no way. People just been breaking over. Even the Jalen Tolbert catches, they've been contested.
Right.
So those are guys, they know who they are and what they're doing. So you just continue to run your offense, and you try to run it to perfection.
Just get it in their hands.
Yeah, get it in their hands, man.
Don't change your play calling to be conservative.
It'll be nice if we can come out with 34 minutes time possession. If we go 34 minutes time possession, we got them. Because the Big Bama Twins, they play, but they're playing in spurts now. They ain't trying to control games. They're playing in spurts.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Chris, who we got?
We got JR in Pampa, Texas.
JR, what's up, man?
Hey, guys, Happy New Year's.
Thanks, sir. The part of Texas you from?
I'm from up by Amarillo, Pampa, Texas.
And you know what? Okay. You sound exactly like a JR from Texas. If I've ever heard one.
Yeah.
I have been trying to call you guys all year. You're almost impossible to get through to.
Well, that's my fault because we take about an average of 2 phone calls a week we used to take about 15. That's on me.
I hear you say that all the time, man, all the time. Hey, what I wanted to ask you guys is, do y'all know that if Brandon Aubrey makes 3 field goals in this next game, he will have the record for consecutive field goals in a single season?
Nice.
Wow.
And if we can win the game with his 3 field goals, I hope we do.
I knew you'd say that, Nate, but 38, you know. Now, yep. Consecutive field goals made is 44, but it was over 2 seasons.
Mm. Right.
If he can get 3 more, it will be the single season.
Yeah. I think he's going to set the team record for points in his season, too, I think.
Yeah. So I haven't heard anybody speak of that, you know, and it took me a long time to find what the single season, because you have to actually look up 100% in a season. Hmm. But if you don't look up the 100%, it'll go to the 44 over 2 seasons is mostly what you'll find. But hey, I'm with you, Nate.
Yes, sir.
3 field goals. If that wins at 9-8, I'm happy.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate the call, man. Thanks for trying to put Kurt out of business, knock him off the show.
No, we'll take all the help we can get. All the
stats.
All the help we can get.
That is an interesting stat. That's the one position we were worried about.
Yeah.
In training camp was the kicker. And how crazy is it that he's missed 3 times this year and they've all been extra points? And when he gets out there to kick a 60-yarder, you're like, got it. He's money.
Yeah, no problem.
R-20-yarder, R-30-yarder, as long as it ain't an extra point.
Right. What's the extra point yardage? 35?
33.
Yeah. Something like that. Anything outside 33?
Yeah.
We good? No worries? Yeah. All right. Yeah. One more call. Maybe a couple more. One more. Depends on how long-winded we are. Who we got on the phone, Chris?
Oh, this one's going to take a while.
Uh-oh. Is it who I think it is?
Probably. Let's go to
Yeah, we got Jesse off the show. We got Computer. What's up, Computer?
Computer.
We only got 2 minutes.
What up, y'all? How y'all doing?
Good. Right. What's up, man?
What's up, Computer?
Loving it. Nate, I've been to Dallas twice. You still ain't hung out with me.
Right, man. You hang out in some tight spots, Computer.
I went to Jerry's Christmas party.
You did? Wow.
Yeah.
That's great. That's great, man.
I'll be hanging out with them thugs. I'm like you. I hang out with the big there.
So what's your take on this game, man?
Well, you notice I just sit back and chill.
Right.
I felt like the team had to grow.
Yeah.
This is on our first year of Mike McCarthy's offense. I still feel like you said, if we ever fix both lines, we'll be unstoppable.
Right.
The center has always been light in the pants. So, hope we can get that fixed. Hopefully, he can make it through the playoffs. If somebody go ahead and knock off knock off San Fran, we can get them, we end up in the big thing.
Right.
And I feel like if we play San Fran again, they're not going to beat us four times in a row.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to beat a team four times. They'll be so fired up and play above their head that game. We just need to get to that game that I'm not going to worry about it. You see, Jay Lewis playing better.
Mm-hmm.
So now all of a sudden, Donovan Wilson is playing better. I think all of those guys, you know, Donovan Wilson had an injury. Tony had an injury. A right tackle had an injury. We just had a lot of people that had injuries that's having to play, but they're not strong enough physically to endure the whole game. That's why you see ups and downs.
Right.
So hopefully toward the end of the year, people getting a little bit healthy. We'll get Hankins back. We'll pad him in there with Carlton Davis. We'll get bigger in the middle.
Right.
It won't be run on us. D. Ware is on a tear.
D. Ware ain't been on his team in about 8 years.
D. Law.
D. Ware hadn't been on his team in 8 years.
D. Law, you meant.
I mean, D. Law. I mean, that's what I meant, D. Law, not D. Ware.
Hey, you got about a minute. You were way too subdued. You're way too calm. I don't know if you took a muscle relaxer or what before you called in. But before you get off the phone, I need a good conspiracy theory. It's not a computer phone call if you don't give us some crazy nonsense. So what's your latest?
Well, I put it to you like this. With Jimmy going into the Hall of Fame,
uh-huh.
Everybody been dumping on his team all year, talking about Dak, talking about Mike McCarthy.
Right.
God don't like ugly.
Right.
So at some point, all that bad luck, all that conspiracy, all that stuff that the league trying to run, all that stuff is starting to backfire on because it's coming to the forefront.
Right.
The whole thing with the referees and not calling passes and stuff. Now, they mad at Detroit because Detroit made them look bad. Now, you got all them fools on ESPN making the NFL look bad. They upset about it. So I think they're going to actually leave us alone for the rest of the year.
Right,
they'll probably
right.
start back next year.
Right.
But I think due to all the publicity and the hate that's happened, it's finally done worked out for us.
Yes.
The league is against us 100%. You can see how many people they don't want to let into the Hall of Fame. All y'all should be in the Hall of Fame. You should be in the Hall of Fame because it's people that you beat the stew out of.
Right.
You're sitting in the Hall of Fame. Same mm-hmm. with Darren Wilson.
Right.
It's a bias against the Cowboys. But you can see, like Michael Parsons said, people want to see us lose. If they would have just called that daggum trivia penalty, we'd have won that game. We'd have ran the clock out and won about mm-hmm. 7 points.
That's true.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But nobody brings that up. Like, I feel like the Cowboys, like, even Mike Irvin was doing it. So, come on, Mike, they got you brainwashed. Now, you're supposed to be the head killer.
Hey, computer.
When you talk to him, Nate Taylor said, man, he need to chill out.
Right. Okay, hey, I will.
Tell him to tighten that fade up on the back and get right.
See, this is the computer I needed. I didn't need you. I didn't need you. You were too calm. You sounded like Kurt. Hey, before we let you go, because we got to get out of here, what's your take on the Super Bowl logo conspiracy theory?
Some of them talking about they got our colors in Kansas City.
They got Baltimore and San Francisco colors in it this year.
No, somebody told me the other day they changed it. It's supposed to be Kansas City and Cowboys colors. And I just watched.
No.
That ain't got nothing to do with it. Anybody trying to see Baltimore in the Super Bowl? They're not even marketable as a franchise. They want to see Kansas City and the Cowboys in the Super Bowl. They'll make so much money if Kansas City and the Cowboys make it to the Super Bowl. All them Taylor Swifties and
you
all that.
You ain't lying about that. You are not lying about that. That would be the highest rated Super Bowl ever by two times.
You know the good thing about that is Kansas City can't run the football because we'll bust the clock on them jokers.
All right,
so
man.
So root for Kansas City versus Dallas in the Super Bowl, right?
Oh, yeah. Anybody coming up out of AFC, as long as it ain't. I'm not even worried about Baltimore because they'll get up there and they'll be expected to win and all that pressure on them. We'll bust the clock on them, too.
I'm worried about Baltimore. You know
all right, brother.
All right, brother. We got to go. Thanks for the call, computer. Appreciate it.
Happy New Year, man.
Happy New Year, brother.
Good
Thank
hearing
you.
From you.
Thank
we'll,
you.
Next, Thank you, man. See y'all later, we'll man.
I'll tell Jesse he miss you.
Yeah. Jesse going to be upset.
Right.
We'll call you next time. Jesse not on the show.
All right. Bye-bye.
Kurt.
Yes, sir.
Good seeing you, man. Nate, right. Good stuff. Tomorrow we'll do a double dip. We'll do all-around defense, all-around mm-hmm. offense. Mm-hmm. We'll see what we get to. Maybe we push some of that to Friday. Who knows? We'll freestyle it. Chris, thanks for keeping us on the air. Thanks for manning the phones. Jazz, thanks for keeping Chris company. My man's name is
Josh.
Thanks for keeping us all the social channels. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place, hanging with the boys. We out. Somebody's supposed to do that for him.
Him.
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys?